Amen. 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 Thank you, Brother Steve. You in the house with me today.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Woo. Somebody say, woo. Yes, it's going to be a different time today because I don't set out to do like everybody else. I set out to do as I'm led. You know, when Bishop asked me to bring the message, you know, I just been waiting on that opportunity because I have messages and messages and messages and messages. And I'm like, man, I can, whenever it's my time to bring the word, I can preach this, I can preach this, I can preach this. But do you guys know that when it's time to do something, if you led by God, all the things and all the plans that you had, God don't use any of those. He does not use any of the things that you thought that you wanted to do to stir the people up. You know what I mean? That's a message that you want to just preach and you know it's going to rock the house. And then when it's time to really settle down and get before the Lord, he give you something different. So that's what he did. And I'm going to give you something different because today is a day of celebration. And God have blessed me to really motivate and encourage, but most definitely teach discipline to the people. And even on the job, man, I'm high energy. So he is using me today in my area of expertise. Don't worry, y'all won't train. Don't worry, we're not gonna do exercises in a sense of how you think. But we will train in a way that you don't think. Amen? Amen. Happy Mother's Day. I wanna say that. Happy Mother's Day. Can y'all say amen to that?
Amen.
Can y'all get excited about that? Because I want to start out with that and then we'll jump right into the message. So I want to start out with Mother's Day and be excited about Mother's Day. So my best of best is the boss lady. I'm going to talk about her. I'm going to think about her. I'm going to speak about her. I'm going to be around her. It's my goal to always have her in me, around me, all the different things. Amen. So I'm going to celebrate her right now because she is the mother of my three. So I want to talk about her just for a second since it's Mother's Day. Yeah, y'all keep going. So happy Mother's Day, boss. And I applaud you. I honor you for the woman that you are and the woman and mother that you are to our kids. And I'm so blessed to be by your side, not dominating you and being over you, not telling you what to do, but we make decisions together. And I am so blessed to have you as the wife, the boss lady, the mother, and all the different titles that you have. So I'm honored to be in your life. Thank you for being in mine. Amen. So happy birthday, boss. To my mom, she's not here, but she already know. It's a privilege and honor to honor your parents and your mother. And my special gift to my mom is understanding that AJ, you have to live upright of your bringing. You know, if I'm going to honor and bless my mother with a gift, I want to bless and honor my mother with the gift of understanding that, mom, when you lay your head on that pillow, you got peace when it comes down to AJ. Can I get an amen, mothers? Mom, I want you to understand that when you think about me, you're not having a hard heart, you're not having a stressful night or this and that and the other, but I want to give you that gift of having a joyful heart when it comes down to your seed. So I want to grant her that gift on today. My mom, mama, I love you, and I will do whatever it takes to make sure you are honored by my actions. Amen? So then I want to move to my mother-in-law that has blessed me with such great, great, great woman of God in my life. Because I'm going to tell you, Miss Jones, First Lady, Pastor Cora Jones, that you have raised a powerful woman of God that can stand on the word of God for herself. That no matter what comes, no matter what goes, no matter what the kid's doing, no matter what AJ, whatever, she stands on that word and she's firm on that word, and her and God got a relationship. So I thank you for being the mother in her life, being the mother in my life, and teaching us the word of God. And I applaud you and I honor you for that. One more lady I want to talk about. She's not here today, Oh, she slipped in on me. Hey, Miss Tummy. Yeah, some of y'all don't know, but Miss Tummy is my other mother. And I love Miss Tummy. Miss Tummy have done things for me that y'all don't know. Her and her husband, they brought me in the family and I was an outsider, but then I became one of them. And when people do stuff for you, you never want to forget them. When people love on you and bring you under their wings and really nourish you like you their own, man, I have ate, I have slept, I have drove their vehicles, I even drove their vehicles to the prom. See, I don't forget this stuff. I don't forget where I come from, no matter where I'm going. So I want this house to understand that we going somewhere, but we don't forget where we come from, nor even forget who we sit with. Amen. So I want to honor the mother. So Miss Tummy, I honor you and I love you. And I always think about you. You always on my mind. So I wanted to do that because mothers, there are so many times that you get left out, looked over. And on today, we're going to train today, people. We're going to train to honor the mothers. And it ain't going to be just on today, but we're going to train to honor the mothers. And I'm going to help you. So, Father, I thank you right now for the word of God. I thank you for the leadership in this house. I thank you for the message that you have given me that I can deliver the message how you need for this, the message, how you need this message to be delivered to the heart of your people. So, God, I thank you that they will receive the word. They will receive the discipline behind the word and they will be a doer of your word and not just a hearer only. So, God, I thank you right now for your word in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So mothers, I want you to understand this. You are loved, but a lot of times not understood. You are loved, but not all the time understood. So people, the love that the mothers need right now is truly deserved. So I want you to, if your mom in here, I want you to look at them. And I want you to look at them real serious and understand that that's your mother. I want you to understand that the gift that they are looking from you is what's in the word. And we're going to cover it with the word, the scripture to back up what I'm saying. The gift that they need from you is in the word. And you need to hear what the word say about that gift and give it right back to them. Amen. Amen. People, listen, we go all out on everything else. Scream, jump, kick, run. Scream, jump, kick, run. We scream, jump, kick, run over activities in life, over sport events, over actors, over all these different things, over movies. There's no way you'll be at a football game right now looking puzzled like you were looking, or being quiet like you were being. At a basketball game, you yelling at the TV and you ain't getting no response. Matter of fact, you ain't even getting a check. But you're telling that athlete what to do because you feel like that you can play better than them. But you voice what you think, but in the house, you can't voice what you know. You know that God is real. You know that you have a mother that loves you. Amen? But you sit back with lemons in your mouth. But we're going to train today. We're going to open up our mouth and train today. Because we're going to run, we're going to skip, we're going to jump, we're going to scream for our mothers on today. And then it's going to be such a behavior that every time your mama think about, every time your mama think about you from now on, she understand that my kids are doing well and my kids are making me proud and my kids are making right and godly decisions according to the word of God and my kids doing this and this and this and this and her heart just bubbles over, Miss Kathy. Not because you brought your mama some flowers and then on tomorrow, which is Monday, you become hell on wheels. I'm in the house. Yes, I said hell on wheels. I mean, what you gonna do to me? I got this from him. Because that's what you're doing. You love on a holiday, but then on the next day, who are you? Who are you? But we're gonna train today so we understand that this is a lifestyle. We do things because it's a lifestyle. We're going to train today. We're going to help the mothers understand that I'm more important than all the things that you scream, jump, and kick over. Now it's our time as mothers to get these awards. Feel this great all the time. Mothers, how would you feel if the world go all out for you all the time, not just in May?